Taking a look at the 2016 hay growing season. We're visiting today with Dan Undersander, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Dan, looks like a pretty good hay year.
Yes, we've had an excellent hay year across the state. We're probably going to end up with record yields again, and this is following last year when we had record yields too. We're kind of an island of plushness. You go east or west out of here across the United States, and they've had drought, and they've had a lot of issues relating to things that limited the yield of forage that they've had.
For growers with a lot of hay in the field, what's your recommendations?
Well, the good news is for alfalfa, we don't have to do anything. So if the silos and barns are full, you can just leave it and not take the late fall harvest. Alfalfa will stand up through the winter. In fact, what you will do is rebuild stand condition. You'll get carbohydrates into the root, and so it'll survive the winter better. It'll come out faster, and it will yield good for you next year. So for fairly pure alfalfa stands, those that are more than 70% alfalfa, there's no need to take the last cutting at the end of the summer or the late fall cutting. The other consideration is that if you have more than 40% grass in your stands, then you probably should take a late fall harvest, and by that I mean one in October, because the grasses lay down flat, and we can get snow mold to come in under those grasses, which will kill out spots in those fields. So pure alfalfa stands you can leave. Grassy fields should be harvested, haying, grazing, or whatever, late in the season so that we have less than 6 inches of growth going into the winter.
Dan, how's the quality been this season?
Well, the quality for us has been pretty good. We've had a lot of rain, but being we put up haylage, it hasn't affected our haylage making. Most of our dairymen have pretty good average to above average quality. So we've had both yield and quality, which is a little bit unusual. Usually it's one or the other.
Dan, for people who are storing baled hay, any tips for them?
Well, the main thing for storing baled hay is twofold. The hay will be preserved as long as moisture is kept out of it. How does it get moisture? Well, it'll get it from the top. So you should have a plastic on it, a tarp of some kind, or under a roof, preferably. The other way that we lose baled hay are people that let the hay sit on the ground, and then it absorbs water from the soil like a sponge. The main thing for hay storage is to keep the water off both the top and off the bottom.
We've been visiting with Dan Undersander, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.